This is a paid commercial program and may not represent the views of Bonneville International Corporation or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions from this broadcast are solely those of the individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500 Federal News Radio. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero, and my wonderful co-host Dana Lake will finally return next week after having a week off. She's going to do a great show, so please don't forget to tune in. We're here every Sunday morning from 10 to 11 a.m. covering a wide variety of topics related to health and wellness. This today ends my three-week stretch of shows. And there have been some great ones. Just want to make sure, 2 weeks ago, I did a fantastic show with Dr. David Perlmutter, a very well-renowned neurologist who's pioneering work in neurology and functional medicine approaches to neurology and helping to sort of really recalibrate people's thoughts on dealing with neurological conditions like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. And he feels through some of his research that these conditions can actually be preventable. And we discussed on the show all sorts of great ways to support your brain and reduce chances of dealing with some of these age-related cognitive declines. Last week had a fantastic show related to gastrointestinal health and food sensitivities. It touched on a lot of really, really important issues that people need to understand when it comes to food sensitivities, particularly when looking at kids with ADD, ADHD, anxiety, insomnia, and a whole host of other conditions. Of course, today we have another great show lined up for you. I have one of my favorite special guests on the phone, Dr. Joseph Lamb, who is a very well-respected medical doctor. He actually hails from this area, practiced in Virginia for a long period of time, is now out in Gig Harbor, Washington, directing clinical intramural research for Metagenics, and he always is a wonderful guest on the show with a wealth of knowledge. If you want to listen to any of the previous shows that we've recorded, like the two I just mentioned, you can go to www.myvillagegreen.com and download any of those previously recorded shows for absolutely free. You can also go right onto iTunes and just type into the search bar Essentials of Healthy Living, and you can download it in a podcastable format for absolutely free. Today, we are going to be talking about getting yourself ready for spring. There's a few other topics that we're going to sprinkle in there, but really what we're hoping to get across for you today, a lot of people, it's springtime coming. They're thinking about losing weight, getting into healthier eating habits. We're going to talk today about some of the issues that come up around that. We're going to talk about getting your body, turning over a new leaf, getting your body healthy and ready to go again for springtime and summer. This is oftentimes this time of season is when people start reevaluating and relooking at their health, when they start to pull out the clothes that show more skin. So anyway, Dr. Joseph Lamb, thank you for being on the phone with us today. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Dr. Passero. It's great to be with you this morning.
Sure. Can you just introduce yourself a little bit to our guests? I can kind of read your bio, but can you just give us a brief background about some of your training, clinical history, and what you're doing right now?
Absolutely. So as you said, I grew up in Alexandria, Virginia. I lived there up until college, went to UVA, and then went to the Medical College of Virginia at VCU for medical school. Did my residency in internal medicine at University of Pennsylvania Presbyterian Medical Center up in Philadelphia. Did a year of cardiology out in Denver, and then returned and was in practice with Dr. Frank Carroll in Alexandria for a while, and then was out on my own, and worked with a group of people at Alexandria Whole Health, including Cosper Scafidi, a really great rolfer in your area, and Dr. Bill Decker, who was the psychologist there. And I was part of that whole American Whole Health group for a while that was in Bethesda as well. And so the last 5 years, I've been doing intramural clinical research for Metagenics. So I bet the first question is, what is intramural? It comes up all the time. It means within the walls. It's kind of using NIH terminology for stuff that takes place on the campus versus stuff that takes place off of our campus. So my responsibilities are for running the Functional Medicine Research Center in Gig Harbor.
Excellent, excellent. They do a lot of great research there. I know you guys take that stuff very seriously and do a phenomenal job of really clinically validating a lot of the things that come out of the natural health and natural supplement realm. So today we're going to be talking about getting your body ready for spring, but every time before I start my show, I always just do a quick news search on what recent health news is out there. And this is something that I came across this morning that I got to just give a quick mention to, and I'm sure you'll be able to weigh in on it a little bit as well. I don't want to spend too much time on it, but here's a lead story coming out of the Associated Press this morning. Correlating pesticide exposure in pregnant women leading to lower IQs in their children, according to findings in three separate U.S. studies. So these were studies conducted in New York and Salinas, a farming area in Northern California, showed a drop in IQ levels among children whose mothers had been exposed to pesticides during pregnancy. Nearly 1,000 children up to the age of 9 were tested in the study. 1998 study in New York found a direct correlation between pesticide exposure and decreases in perceptual reading and nonverbal problem-solving skills in kids between the ages of 6 and 9. Another study in New York conducted at Columbia found that prenatal exposure to a pesticide used to kill cockroaches resulted in poor memory and low intelligence scores amongst a sample of 265 children. The pesticide was banned from residential use in 2001. Now, the researchers in the California study involved 392 children, found that increased exposure to organophosphates during pregnancy, organophosphates are a type of pesticide, resulted in a 5.5% drop in overall, or 5.5 drop in overall IQ in 7-year-olds. The results remained the same even when they took into account factors such as income, education, and exposure to other environmental pollutants. The California study lead author, Dr. Burchard, said that the findings are cause for alarm. It's unusual to see consistency like this in studies that were carried out independent of each other, she added. Now, some pesticide use declined by more than 50% between 2001 and 2009, California researchers said. Most of the exposure to chemicals nowadays comes from eating foods treated with pesticides. And that is the point that I want to get across. So there was a research that I covered a while back, maybe 8 months ago, showing that kids who ate more pesticides in their diet had higher risk of ADD and ADHD symptoms. And there has always been this pushback of people who don't really have a lot of faith in the organic food movement that pesticide exposure is safe, that the FDA says that this is safe to consume in these amounts. It poses no harm to people. The reality is no amount of pesticide is necessarily safe, and it's extremely important to limit your amount of pesticide exposure, particularly when you are pregnant, because the developing baby inside of your body is very susceptible, far more susceptible than adults and even a more developed child, to the negative ramifications that come from exposure to these types of toxins. And, you know, it's sad to see these kind of studies come out because many children probably were negatively affected. However, it is starting to shed light on something that needs clinical validation so that people truly understand the amount of risk that they're putting on themselves and on their children by not paying attention to the things that are going in their body and just blindly believing what the government is telling them, that pesticide levels are safe. And, you know, Dr. Lamb, I'm sure you may want to weigh, if you want to weigh in on this, you can. If you want to stay off the topic, I understand as well. But I see it as a very important issue. And the more studies come out validating this idea that eating organic foods and reducing exposure to toxins is good, especially for our children, you know, gets me excited.
Oh, absolutely. And this leads right into the topic that we're talking about today, how to get ready for spring. Because, you know, when you think about it, getting ready for spring isn't something that we're going to start after we finish this telephone call. Getting ready for spring is something that we're going to start like we do every year when we clean out our garage, and we have to clean out that accumulation of everything that's in the garage in order to get it ready for the summer. We have to do the same with our bodies. And all of these little messages that you're talking about, whether it be pesticides, whether it be herbicides, whether it be organic metals, whatever they may be, and those all fall onto the bad side, or whether it's the messages from our food in terms of little molecules that carry information that tell us how to do things right. All of these messages set bookmarks for our metabolism. And when we get ready to start saying, how are we going to be this summer, we're really dealing with all the consequences of how we've been for the years past.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, that's a great point, and we're going to talk about how some of the issues, even that happen in utero, sort of start setting that up. And I think this was is going to be a really interesting topic when we touch on this idea of epigenetics. And this is so, so incredibly fascinating to me. And this is what we're going to talk about when we come back from the break. I always understood. I studied biology in high school. My major in college was biology, and with a focus on environmental biology. I took a lot of genetics courses, and there was always this perception. Always has been this perception when it comes to health that our genetics predetermine what is going to go on with our health. You can't fight genetics. If you have a genetic history in your family of something, you're very susceptible to that. And to a degree, that is true, but it seems to be that what we're learning in the research over the last 5 to 10 to 15 years is starting to upend that theory a little bit. We're actually, we can modify and we can change the way that our genetics are expressed, and certain things that we do with our lifestyle, as Dr. Lam alluded to, things that we're doing with our diet are going to change the way that our genes are actually being expressed. And they say, health is the favorable expression of our genetic code. Disease is the unfavorable expression of our genetic code. So the genetic code is the same, but there are ways to influence if it is expressed favorably. And there are ways to influence whether it is expressed unfavorably. And we're really learning about the power of the choices that we make every day when it comes to what we do, what we eat, how we live our lives, and the incredible impact that that has on our body's ability to express its genetic code in a specific way. So when we come back from the break, Dr. Lam is going to be educating us about this field of epigenetics and what we can do to help our bodies express our genetic code in as healthy of a way. And this is an important topic to talk about when we're looking at making positive changes to our health and to our diet, because sometimes if we've encoded our genetics in a not great way, it takes a little while to undo that. So this is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500 Federal News Radio, and we're going to be back right after this break.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet. Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body, and this is where GeroFormula's NeuroOptimizer comes to the rescue. NeuroOptimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. NeuroOptimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. NeuroOptimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500 Federal News Radio. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. And my wonderful co-host, Dana Lake, will be returning next week. We have all missed her dearly. She took a week off. So this is ending my three-week-in-a-row run. I hope everybody has enjoyed my shows in these last 3 weeks. I certainly have enjoyed doing them. Today we have on the phone Dr. Joseph Lamb, who is a very, very well-respected medical doctor who's been leading the field in integrative medicine for many years. And he is now directing research out in Gig Harbor, Washington, for Metagenics, doing some amazing research on functional medicine and holistic medicine therapies. Today, we're talking about getting your body ready for spring. And in the last segment, we set it up by talking about what may seem like an unrelated topic, genetics and epigenetics. And Dr. Lamb, what I would love for you to do is explain to the audience what is this concept of epigenetics and how does it relate to somebody wanting to make positive changes in their health, whether they're doing it for the reason of springtime or let's say they've been dealing with a chronic health condition like diabetes or obesity or a heart issue for the last 10 years and they're finally ready to put their right foot forward and make some good changes in their life.
Absolutely. So let's just define the word epigenetics for just a second. Epi means above, and genetics simply means genetics. So what we're talking about is a degree of control above genetics, something that's taking place which allows us to choose which genes are essentially being read. If you think about it, our genes really haven't changed in the last 10,000 years. We went from being hunter-gatherers to an agricultural society, to industrial societies, to where we are now living, you know, as Westerners in modern 21st century America. And during all that time, that's really a short time when you think about Darwinian genetics.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know,
Mendelian genetics.
Yeah, it's been 400,000 years that humans have sort of been evolving from their most, recent Homo sapien ancestors. So 10,000 years in relation to that 400,000, as you said, is not that long of a time to create major genetic shift.
Right, absolutely. And because there hasn't been that time, we've always had these systems in place. We just haven't realized them. And the systems are to allow us to respond more acutely to what's going on in the environment so that we kind of decide which genes we're going to read. One of the things that's really fascinating in this whole field is back when I was in college in the 80s or med school in the mid-80s, the concept was that our individuality, the difference between each person you see walking down the street, was due to a lot of different genes that coded for different proteins and different enzymes that made that person subtly different from the person next to them and gave us our individuality. And there was the expectation that there were hundreds of thousands of genes present that coded for all these different proteins that would make for this individuality. And as the Human Genome Project took place through the late 90s into the early 2000s, one of the things that was fascinating and came out of it was there aren't hundreds of thousands. There's not even 100,000. It's more like 30,000 genes code for unique proteins in human beings. And those 30,000 genes code for the enzymes and proteins that make up the structure of our bodies. And it still sounds like a lot until you start realizing that the carrot has about 19,000 unique genes coding for protein, and a fruit fly has about 26,000. So when you start talking 30,000 for a human being, you're really not talking all that much additional individuality there. And one of the things that has really come to pass in all of this is the recognition that as we look for this individuality and we find this present, we have found it in the control of our genes. What used to be called junk DNA, what we used to think was the filler space between our genes, that's where we've suddenly started to find the control taking place, because there are what are called promoters or suppressor genes there that get turned on and turned off. And when a promoter gets turned on, it turns on a whole group of genes that are then going to be read. And what do these promoters and suppressors respond to? They respond to all sorts of environmental signals. Another word to define, perhaps, is called xenohormesis. And xeno means foreign, and hormesis means control. So what this is the concept that outside of our bodies there are processes taking place where information, whether it's good information in terms of eating, you know, broccoli and getting a message from broccoli that says the world's a safe place, it's okay to metabolize your food in this way, it's okay to metabolize your estrogens in this way, all of this information is carried, and when this information is carried, it basically tells us, in some fashions, whether to turn on and turn off certain genes. Now, you know, this sounds like a concept that should be in the science fiction books. It sounds like something we'll be seeing in the movie that will tell us where we're going in 20 or 30 or 40 years, not really where we are at the moment as human beings. But it is telling us about where we are at the moment, because there's real science that shows this. In Randy Jurdle's lab down at the Duke University, the author of this paper was actually, his last name was Cooney. They did this amazing paper in which they looked at a strain of mice. And this strain of mice, it basically is the agouti mouse. It was deliberately inbred in order to be overweight, to develop diabetes, and have a short lifespan. And the reason for that was because it was a model in which to study diabetes. And upstream from the genes that code for that, there was a gene called the agouti gene that coded for a kind of a yellow fur instead of the standard brownish or wild-type fur that we would expect on a rat. And interestingly enough, if you take the moms, the pregnant rats that are present, and you simply take them and give them the right amounts of folic acid and B12 and other support for a basic chemical process called methylation. If you give them the right nutritional support during pregnancy, these mice, amazingly enough, end up in a situation in which their offspring are not brown, yellow-furred, they're brown-furred, but they're also not overweight. They don't become diabetic, and they have normal life expectancy. And when you look at these very, very interesting little rats and try to see were their genes changed, was there a mutation that took place, what happened here, you find very quickly that there actually aren't any mutations, but the bookmarks put on their genes essentially by a methyl group, which we can support by taking folic acid, those bookmarks put on the genes led the mice to be different. And there are human studies, observational studies, that support this as well. If you go back and look at the data coming after World War II out of the Dutch famine studies, you know, unfortunately, at the end of World War II, the Allied offensive across Western Europe stalled coming into the winter of 44. And and then there was the Battle of the Bulge, and the Germans struck back. Well, during that whole period of time, the poor people in the Netherlands had their food supply cut off. They hadn't been liberated yet. The Germans pulled the food supply out of the Netherlands to use it in Germany or to use it for the troops. And the upshot was that you had a population of people who suddenly had a famine. And the children who were in utero, so the pregnant moms and their kids, those kids who were suffered through that famine while still inside mom, ended up having low birth weights, but they gained weight very quickly as adults. And in doing so, they ended up dying young from heart disease, diabetes, and they maybe even had more schizophrenia. So their kids, their peers, either older or younger, had normal birth weights and lived normal lives. And the studies show that probably what happened was genetic marks, little bookmarks, were put on the genes that said, you really, really need thrifty genes. The environment's a really scary place, so let's do this. And unfortunately, what we know from Dr. Jertl's studies are that it takes only four generations for those good bookmarks that were put on those little mice, or, mice, to go away. And how they tested that out was they took the mouse who now looked healthy and went back to feeding him the diet, the standard diet that his mom and dad and everybody had been eating before they gave the diet with enough folic acid in it. And within four generations, they were yellow-furred, obese, diabetic, and short-lived again. And if you think about it, we as Americans are about 3 to 4 generations into a period of time since the start of the Depression. You know, we had a relative scarcity during the Depression, during World War II, and then after World War II, we've had the industrialization of our diet. And though we've not been scarce in terms of calories for most of us who live in the Western world, what we have been very scarce in during that whole period of time is good nutrients in our food, because we've stripped our food of those nutrients. And so we've put bookmarks on our genes that may be contributing to this huge epidemic where 60%+ of Americans are overweight or obese.
Right.
So as we get ready to face the spring, we have to think about changing those bookmarks.
So many different factors to think about. You know, when we think about being overweight or thinking about dealing with some of these problems, you think that you don't move enough and that you eat too much. And although that is the problem for a lot of Americans, that we consume mainly a diet that's very high in caloric intake and are mainly sedentary, of course, that does contribute to the weight issues. But this whole aspect of epigenetics that Dr. Lam just touched on brings a whole new piece of the puzzle into play. What is going on that may have happened in utero that you are bookmarked for? Or what kind of lifestyle behaviors have you been up to for the last 10 years that have maybe bookmarked your genes? And how long does it take to remove those bookmarks so that you can start actually losing weight easily or getting your body back into a healthy pattern? And as Dr. Lam pointed out, There was an article last week that I came across that was about a study that was showing that pregnant women who consumed high calorie diets, their children were more likely to be overweight later in life. And it's the same exact thing happening. What's happening in utero, that's a very easy way, an easier way to study it, is going to affect the genetic expression of the child in utero. And this is obviously a really important topic to me. My wife is 8.5 months pregnant. I deal with a lot of pregnant women getting their bodies ready, getting ready for delivery. And it is so important to take advantage of these very, very crucial times in development. But it extends beyond that. So when we come back from the break, Dr. Lam is going to be talking about how to undo these bookmarks. How long does it take to undo a bookmark if you've been having a bad lifestyle, a bad eating habit, sedentary lifestyle for the last 5 or 10 years? How long does it take after you've started doing something better to actually change your genetics? And there are some answers to that. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Pacero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM Federal News Radio. And we're going to be back right after this break.
Whether you're an active baby boomer, a weekend warrior, or a professional athlete, Boron's Arnicare Gel is the perfect solution to all life's little injuries. Arnicare, which contains the healing benefits of homeopathic Arnica Montana, can be used safely to treat muscle pain, stiffness, swelling, and bruising due to minor injuries, overexertion, and surgery. The non-greasy gel has no artificial colors, perfumes, or parabens. Arnicare is also available in cream and ointment formulas. You can find Arnicare at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Arnicare on the web at arnicare.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code. Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acid offalus, 900% more. Get acid offalus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acid offalus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500 Federal News Radio. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero, and my wonderful co-host, Dana Lake, will be returning next week, so don't forget to tune in. Today, we're discussing some incredibly interesting topics related to getting your body ready for spring. And in doing so, we're bringing up a really interesting topic called epigenetics, which involves how what you do can affect your genetic expression, which is something that we're learning so much about. In the last segment, Dr. Lam had a beautiful explanation about what epigenetics is and some of the research that is demonstrating to us that this is a real phenomenon and that many aspects of what we do in regards to our nutrition, in regards to our lifestyle, and how we lead our lives can have a significant influence over our genes. If you're just tuning in and you want to listen to the show in its entirety, or you want to listen to any of our previously recorded shows for absolutely free, I encourage you to go to www.myvillagegreen.com and log. Just click on the archive show section and they're all right there. Or you can go to iTunes and just type in the search bar, Essentials of Healthy Living. So Dr. Lam is a medical doctor who has been practicing medicine for a while now. He had private practice in Northern Virginia, was born and raised in Alexandria, and now is the director of intramural research for Metagenics out in Gig Harbor, Washington. So, Dr. Lam, thanks again for being on the show with us today.
Thank you.
And in the last segment, you explained this concept of what epigenetics is and some of these factors that we can do that put bookmarks in our genes, which basically is how you explain, you know, there are these suppressor and activator genes, and some genes we want suppressed, ones that maybe contribute to health problems like insulin resistance and other problems. And there are some genes that we want activated, like genes that code for increased production of our own antioxidants like glutathione. And certain behaviors that we engage in can turn on these actor or suppressor genes.
genes to dictate what parts of our genetic code get expressed. Now, you gave examples about how this happens in mice and some preliminary research about how this actually happens in humans. Maybe you can talk about now some of the models that we see in regards to if you've been leading a bad lifestyle and you think maybe you've turned on some of these genes, is there a way to turn them back off or to change the bookmarks or to really influence your genetic expression? And how long does that take and how do you do it? And how does that relate to people getting to the health goals that they are seeking?
Wow.
A lot of tough questions. I laid a lot on you. Questions. So do the best you can.
Yeah. So, well, I think, first of all, we're very early in this research. We know the scope of what's going on. And we know that these bookmarks are present. But it's not simply like going into your library and taking a book off the shelf and removing the paperclip or the little yellow sticky note that says, read here, and moving the sticky note to another book that says, read this one first instead. It's not a simple matter of changing the curriculum that, you know, our cell walls are studying when they send messages to turn on which genes and turn off which genes. It's a little bit more complex because we talked about how folic acid helps put those bookmarks on. And there's actually been some papers that have been coming out in the last few years that link really high folic acid levels to perhaps increased risks of cancer. And this is probably missing a very important point, that it's not the folic acid that puts on, you know, absolutely the bookmark, but the folic acid is more the sticky note. So you have to have enough sticky notes to put them in the right places, but why do we choose those places? And part of the reason we choose those places is because of all the inflammatory messages and all the xenohormetic or foreign control messages that we get in the environment. A classic example of a nutrient that we can take in that makes a difference in terms of what genes we read is vitamin D. You know, vitamin D, you know, for years we've kind of thought of as ho-hum. It's a fat-soluble vitamin. It plays a role in, you know, bone health and calcium metabolism, and we got to make sure we get enough. But if all other things are pretty equal, you know, vitamin D is vitamin D, and, you know, we get it from drinking milk and we're set. Well, you know, vitamin D turns out to be a hormone. And what a hormone really means is something that sends a message from one part of the body to another. And what vitamin D is doing, given that it's made in our bodies, the active forms, after exposure to the sunlight, and then several steps beyond that, like in the tissues where they need the truly active form, the 1,25-dihydroxy form to be, but given that it's sunlight, what we're doing is we're taking an external message. How much sunlight is it? What's the length of the day? Where are we living? What season of the year is it? To make kind of control about how we respond to the environment, because that's exactly what we've been talking about here. What are we going to do? And so vitamin D works upon these promoters, and it works upon promoters in regards to healthy immune function. It works upon promoters in terms of insulin signaling, in terms of thyroid function. If you could have all the thyroid hormone in the world, you could have more than enough thyroid hormone. And if you were truly vitamin D deficient, you would have a hard time for that thyroid hormone message to get to your genes to turn on the right messages that said increase the metabolic rate. Mm-hmm. You know, the vitamin D needs to be there to play its role, and it plays an important signaling role. If you think about it, back when we were hunter-gatherers and we didn't have nice homes to live in, when vitamin D levels were high during the early spring and summer, it told us that it was okay to burn energy. It told us it was okay to ramp the immune system down for a little bit. It told us that it was okay to be, you know, not putting on weight. But as the days shortened and our vitamin D levels dropped and the winter started coming, it started telling us, put on an extra amount of weight. Let's get the immune system cranked up. Let's spend less energy. We're going to hunker down in our cave or in our shelter until we get through this cold season for the next winter. And so we responded to those messages, and we do that every time we eat. So the take-home message is here that when we eat foods, when we get out in the environment, when we get sunlight, we're doing the right steps. We're taking steps for turning on and turning off certain genes. And when the sum total of all these messages are good, it's like a little bit like going back in the stacks at the library. You know, you may read the periodicals that come in every day. You may read the newspaper that comes in every day, but you don't go back to the periodicals very often. But when you start making good changes in clean up out front and you're reading all the right journals and you're reading all the right magazines, then you know to go back and read the right books, and you start changing those bookmarks in favorable ways. You know, a classic example of this is what we've seen now, some of the diabetes studies recently, which for years we operated under the premise that if you take a diabetic and do whatever is necessary to do to get their blood sugar low, that you should be able to reduce morbidity and mortality. Morbidity meaning being really sick, the consequences of having a disease, and obviously mortality is dying. And some of the big studies came back and they said, no matter how much we worked hard at it, no matter how much insulin we gave, no matter how well we did at getting the blood sugar down, we really didn't change morbidity and mortality in diabetics all that much. And it's because we've been going about it in terms of the wrong way. We're giving a lot of insulin, which contributes to high insulin levels and low blood sugar, but it's still high insulin. And that high insulin message is part of the bad messages that we get during diabetes. So, and I want to be very clear here, I'm not asking anyone to stop their insulin, but the message here is that you can give insulin all day long to keep the blood sugar low. But if you continue to bring the wrong materials into the front of the library, if you keep dumping trash bags instead of delivering newspapers to the front of the library, you can't ever clean up the front of the library to give yourself time to go back and look at those bookmarks and start making those changes. So cleaning up that front of the library is what Dr. Passero talks about each week. It's eating that healthy diet. It's making good choices. It's eating organic foods as much as your wallet will allow you to in the setting that you're in. And, you know, there's lists of, if you have less versus more money, which foods you should pick to use, which you should pick organic. It's staying away from refined sugars. It's doing all of those things as we prepare to launch ourselves going forward to changing the bookmarks and having healthy lives, just not for ourselves, but the next generation. Interestingly enough, there's a Finnish study that suggests that you can look at rates of obesity in certain diseases and go back to the grandfathers and see whether the grandfathers lived through a famine back in like 1918 in Finland. And depending on which county the grandfathers lived in, and the various counties had much different severities of this famine, their offspring have different diseases, their grandsons have different diseases because of the bookmarks that were put onto their grandfather's genes. So every single step we take when we make a good choice, we're not only bookmarking the genes for ourselves, but we're bookmarking them for the next generation. And that's part of what we have to think long term.
Yeah, and I think the take-home message here is about being patient with your body as you're making changes for a healthier diet, maybe coming up this spring. You're thinking about taking into consideration some of the things we've discussed on the show before, like reducing your refined sugar intake and eating a more balanced diet with whole foods and good balanced protein and fats and complex carbohydrates and getting more exercise. You may need to be a little patient with your body. Understand that the scale and the way your clothes fit are not the only indication of what's going on with your health. that research, as you're eating a more nutritious diet, a more whole foods based diet, you're going to immediately be getting more things like folic acid from dark leafy greens. You're going to be getting more B vitamins, more minerals, more nutrition from your food. All of the factors that can influence how these genes are turned on and turned off. And so not only are you getting possibly a direct benefit as you see your body changing and you see some weight loss and you see some improved energy levels and feeling better in general, but understand that there is a very good potential. And although the research is a little bit new there and a little preliminary, there's good evidence that suggests that you're actually starting to change the way that your genes are expressed. And by continuing that kind of lifestyle and continuing that kind of pattern, you're going to continue to promote the type of genetic expression that's associated with health and not disease. If you're young and you're thinking about starting a family, and as Dr. Lam pointed out, this is whether you're the woman who's going to be carrying the baby, which we know has a very significant, obviously, an impact on the developing baby's health, but also if you're the man and you are thinking about starting a family or having another child, the choices that you're making in regards to how you're leading your life from stress and diet and nutrition and your ideal weight can very well possibly affect the health of your child. Your child is a genetic mix of you and your wife. So the father has a significant role in what happens. So when we come back from the break, we're going to be picking up the conversation again and giving you some more practical tips about getting your body ready for the spring. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500 Federal News Radio. And we're going to be back right after this break.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet. Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals. Committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team of 50 includes pharmacists, nutritionists, a clinical herbalist, and a naturopath offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500 Federal News Radio.
I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. And don't forget to tune in next week. My wonderful co-host, Dana Lake, will be returning with another great show related to health and wellness. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m., so set your dials and tune in to learn everything you would want to learn about health and wellness issues. We have on the phone with me today Dr. Joseph Lamb, who is a fantastic medical doctor who's been doing cutting-edge work and research in the field of natural medicine for many years now. And we've been talking about getting your body ready for spring, and what it's really led to is a conversation about genetics, genetic expression, how to influence how your genes are expressed, because making these positive changes goes more beyond just losing weight and making you look better. It has to do with literally how it's affecting the expression of your genes, which we're learning is incredibly important in reducing your susceptibility to a lot of chronic diseases. Just want to make a quick mention that the show is sponsored by the Village Green Apothecary, located in Bethesda, Maryland. Fantastic resource. They have a full compounding pharmacy that does custom hormone compounding. They can make any kind of custom medication or supplement for you. There's also a regular pharmacy that can fill your prescription needs, and there is a wonderful staff of nutritionists and health and wellness experts, and a inventory of over 10,000 different health and wellness products, from vitamins, supplements, herbs, face creams, moisturizers, soaps, everything you could possibly imagine. So it's a wonderful resource. If you've never been there, I really encourage you to stop in. So in this last segment, Dr. Lamb, I'd love to touch on some more practical approaches to what you can do as far as getting your body ready for spring. It's a great time to think about making positive changes. Health is on people's minds. The weather is better. People are becoming more active. It's time to get out the running shoes, to dust off the bike. People want to be getting in shape. They want to be getting active. So it's a great time to dovetail into that renewed interest in personal health issues, like doing some detoxification programs and learning more about nutrition and diet, so that the efforts that you make are really rewarded in the best possible way. So maybe you can touch on some of these issues, some of your advice, caveats, what to look for, and ways to really facilitate that process in the body.
Oh, absolutely. And let's get two caveats out of the way real quick. First of all is that women who are pregnant or who are trying to get pregnant in the short term, you're actively trying at the moment, should not do a detox program. They should not try to mobilize and get rid of toxins, because the last thing that they want to do is to mobilize these toxins and to get pregnant and have a early fetus exposed to the extra burden of all the toxins that you've kind of mobilized before you excreted them.
Right. So let's talk about that for a second, because, I mean, there's detox treatments, which, yes, we would not suggest if somebody's actively trying to get pregnant. But what about just switching your diet to a healthier diet that is more based on organic foods? I mean, you may theoretically you may get a small amount of detox, but really what it shows up is when you switch your diet, urinary excretion of pesticides falls almost immediately when you start to reduce the intake of foods that have a lot of pesticides on them. And as Dr. Lamb alluded to, you can eat organic as much as your budget or circumstance allows. There's a great resource if you go online and you just type in organic foods dirty dozen. Basically, you will get a list put out by, I believe it's the EPA or one of the environmental action groups, that lists the top 12 fruits and vegetables that have the highest amount of pesticide residues on them. And those are the ones that you're either going to want to avoid or try and buy organic. So that's a great way, if you can't get everything organic, to try and figure out which ones are the most important to spend the money on and go through the effort of getting. So then, Dr. Lamb, what kind of detox things are you referring to when you say it's not a good thing for women to really do a more involved detox?
Well, when we have toxins, you're absolutely right about this. We put toxins into our bodies every single day when we eat poorly, when we drink the wrong sorts of beverages, when we eat the wrong foods. We get toxins every day. We get chemicals that are just there in our foods that tell us to do the wrong sorts of things. Taking a healthy diet decreases all of that. You see the levels drop. You're doing the right thing. But I'm talking about the next step of taking nutrients that are specifically aimed to kind of liberate these toxins, and to start taking things that upregulate metallothionines, for example, like one of our products called MetalliClear, or taking additional N-acetylcysteine, or doing a chelation for heavy metals. Those sorts of things mobilize what we've stored away and kind of sequestered. You know, unfortunately for some of these things, we try to get them, we try to put them back in the stacks or back in the storeroom, and we end up putting them in exactly the places that we don't want. We put lead into our bones. We put all these organic pesticides and these organic chemical toxins into our fat. Heavy metals like mercury end up going into our neural tissue, and affecting us there. So, you know, taking things that support glutathione production, taking an active program that shifts the body and really puts it almost into a mode of we're going to aggressively drop the amount of toxins that are in the front room, get that front room cleaned out. And as that front room cleans out, it's almost like you've opened the closet door and everything pours out.
Right.
That's what we don't want to do during pregnancy.
Exactly. Kind of keep it stored away because it's less likely to interact with the fetus.
Fetus, exactly.
Yep. Okay.
But if you're before that period of time when you have a fetus or you're just thinking about living through your life, it's a great time to think about doing that with a good practitioner as part of doing everyday approaches. But just a Mediterranean-style, low-glycemic load diet. And what I mean by that is lots of fruits and vegetables, lots of quality proteins, good healthy oils, eating organic, and staying away from an excess of grains and refined carbohydrates. Following that sort of diet, in and of itself, sends the right bookmarks and starts cleaning things up. Another simple thing to do is just get a pedometer and try to get the number of steps that you walk a day increased. If you take 10,000 steps a day, that is a wonderful movement towards more activity. If you're thinking about a more aggressive exercise program, another caveat is that if you really have been sedentary, if you've been kind of that quintessential couch potato, and particularly if you're in a male, your 40s, your 50s, your 60s, you have a little elevated blood pressure, a little elevated cholesterol, you're overweight, or a woman more in her 50s and 60s in that same category, don't go out and try to be a weekend warrior and run 5 miles in a on a Saturday. You don't want to do that until you know that your heart's okay. So if you're thinking dramatically about changing your exercise program, see a healthcare practitioner about what you need to do in order to make sure that everything's okay in doing the right thing, that your heart's ready to support you as you do it.
And that's a very important point. I mean, I have a personal experience with this. It was springtime. I was doing a ride here locally on the CNO Canal, going down to Washington, D.C. to go see some sights with my wife. And as we were riding on the canal, I saw some commotion over to my right in the woods, and it was a gentleman had fallen off of his bike. And he was about a 56-year-old African-American gentleman, and he was obviously in acute distress, non-responsive. And once I assessed the situation, realized that he was probably having some sort of heart attack. And I administered CPR for 10 or 15 minutes until the paramedics came, and he was rushed to the hospital and unfortunately never made it. And his story, I was talking with one of his friends who was very distressed. It was basically he was not very active. He had recently joined a gym. This was a biking club that wanted to get involved and do some cycling. She had called him up and encouraged him to come out and go riding with them. He had been sedentary for a really long time, had not been checked out by his doctor, got on the bike and tried to push it too far. And unfortunately, that day ended up having a heart attack and passed away. And it's really important to make sure that if you've been sedentary, if you have a risk of heart disease in your family, if you know that your heart or your blood pressure or your cholesterol levels have not been great, it's important to get that checked out by a doctor before you really get started on any kind of aggressive exercise routine. So just wanted to add that in. So any other closing remarks, Dr. Lamb? We're sort of running out of time.
Well, I would say nutrients to think about to support yourself in the diet, vitamin D, good quality fish oil, about 2 to 3 grams of EPA, DHA a day, high quality. You want to make sure no pesticides, no heavy metal toxicity there. And finally, a good quality multiple vitamin. And you should be on your way to doing better. If your joints ache, Glucosamine and chondroitin are a great way of helping support your joint as you start being more active without taking an anti-inflammatory that may increase stomach issues.
Mm-hmm. Those are all great points. So thank you very much for being on the show with us today, Dr. Lam. Really appreciate it. All right. Well, I hope you all learned something today. I mean, you know, we talked about getting your body ready for spring, but the real message was really related to this concept of epigenetics and how what you do can dramatically affect how your genes are expressed, which in my opinion is totally upending what we used to think about our bodies and genetics. So thank you everybody for tuning in. Don't forget to tune in next week for my co-host Dana Lake, and I will be talking to you all in a few weeks.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Hey, everybody, it's David and Nikki Nellis for Foodie and the Beast, the D.C. area's one and only food and wine variety show. We're off next Sunday for Easter, but we're going to play you one of our favorite best of shows. It's a show from March 13th. We've got Jeremy Seifert, the documentarian who did Dive, all about dumpster diving, and Jason Brum from P.J. Clark's. That's Foodie and the Beast next Sunday at 11, right here on 1500 and 820 AM.
WFED Washington, WWFD Frederick, WWWTFM HD2 Manassas, WTOPFM HD2 Washington, the Washington, D.C. home of Navy.
CNN Radio, I'm Andrew Spencer. Medicare and Medicaid programs could be on the chopping block. Republican Senator Tom Coburn says that's the only way to shrink the budget deficit.
The fact is you can't have Medicare out of the equation. You can't have Medicaid out of the equation.
Coburn on NBC's Meet the Press. Democrat Kent Conrad says Americans will ultimately support a tax hike.
When you ask them the question, do you want to raise taxes? No, they don't. But will they support tax reform to get additional revenue to reduce the deficit and make the nation more competitive? I think then the answer is yes.
Another Predator drone struck Tripoli this weekend. NATO says the second drone airstrike there took out another anti-aircraft system. Meanwhile, looking for a quick end to the conflict in Libya, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham wants NATO to start bombing Muammar Gaddafi's inner circle.
I think the focus should now be to cut the head of the snake off.